Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Okay. And hello, this is Harold Gunn. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is a confused Bill Olson. Sounds of spring in the fall.
There you go.
That's great. That's great. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Got a lot to talk about on the program today. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, we won't have time to cover everything, but Kevin Moat, who we first crossed paths with years ago when he was district leader in Brownwood, Texas Parks and Wildlife District leader out of Brownwood, has now taken over the helm of the private lands program as their program director. And this is who recognizes the Lone Star Land Steward Award winners each year in the different regions. More importantly, well, not more importantly, but equally importantly to all you landowners, can direct you for assistance of how to improve your land, how to enhance your land. And for those that say, oh, there's no public hunting in Texas. Mm. Well, he also administers the annual $48 hunting permit that gives you access to over 1 million acres. We'll talk more about that. Plus, yes, we are going to get political a little bit today.
Oh, no.
Yes, we will. Along with news from around the state as well as the nation. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And let's see, what an interesting week we have had.
Mm-hmm.
The little storm that nobody knew where she was going.
Right.
Ended up going in over around Houma, Louisiana.
Right.
And boy, I hope the marina in that little town, I mean, I hope they fared well. Great place, actually spent the night in the marina and in the area.
Oh, really? Okay.
Bringing the Miss Ann back from St. Simon Island, Georgia on a great trip. You know, it is what it is. I got tickled. news affiliates up and down the Texas coast, mm-hmm. particularly the lower coast,
right.
it was like, but be prepared. And I'm going, well, yeah, you know, but also go, the track doesn't look like, mm-hmm. and anybody, even novice people looking at radar and movement,
right.
it looks like it's going to continue to move east, and more times than not, that's what occurred.
Well, be prepared, don't be a-scared.
Yeah, exactly. And you've your other expression that you was run from the water, hide from the wind.
Yeah,
you
right.
know that type of thing.
Yep.
So the other thing was the debate. Here we are in a political season.
Yep.
And quite honestly, why
are we
is
ever,
it? Why
are we ever is, out of it?
Good point. You know, here an outdoor show is talking about politics, but you know what?
It affects us.
It really does.
Yeah.
Guns. Even though I'm a gun owner, I saw a post-debate. First off, my impression was Trump was not on his A-game.
Correct.
He was not. But he got better as it went along because Trump just has that, you're not going to beat me.
Well, but I wasn't particularly crazy about the moderators. That was a big problem, I thought.
Huge problem. Yeah. Huge problem. David Muir, right off the bat, first time he fact-checked, I went, oh, were you privy to somebody's notes, you know?
Yeah.
And no fact-checking on the other side.
Right.
And post-debate, there was a question asked, did Kamala Harris define herself? And I went, yeah, she did. Smirks, shaking of the head,
right.
hand gestures, but nothing of substance. Nothing of substance. And I saw one report where they were tracking response to Trump, response to Harris, and then a watch group that was watching the program.
Right.
And the watch group followed right along with what Trump was saying.
Interesting.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. So, will there be a second debate?
Hey.
Good question.
I don't think so.
If I was her, I wouldn't do it.
But she's the one that's being, you know, very robust and is going, yes, let's do this again, you know. I don't think you I don't think you want a second bite of that apple, you know. But, folks, what's important is Trump was fact-checked, they said, six times. And everything had been debunked already.
Right.
The 2025 plan? No.
Right.
Comments that were made have been debunked, you know, about, you know, there's good people on all sides.
Very fine people.
Very fine people, excuse me, thank
you.
Okay. And experience. You may not like his, you know, persona, his brashness, but that's just New York, you know, particularly New York City people.
Right.
I mean,
right.
anybody that's done business and been up there knows that.
I know, yeah.
So
my first time there, and I saw some people in the argument. You know, hey you, oh yeah, hey you, and then they became friends.
Right.
You know, you've got to prove your worth.
Right, exactly. And there's a history,
yeah,
a cultural history. You know that a lot of people don't understand.
You got to be there.
Yeah. So here in the Lone Star State, over the Labor Day weekend, which is you know now past, we did much better when it came to boating accidents.
Okay.
Well, boating fatalities, not accidents.
Yeah.
Seems like they were playing bumper boats on the water.
Right, accidents up, fatalities down, though.
Exactly, exactly. What do you got in the way of news for us?
Oh, no, come on. We got the good news we got to share. You know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We got
lay it on us.
Our radio syndicate family has grown this weekend as we begin on Patriot Talk, 920 AM radio, Texas City, Houston.
That's great.
It's a great start.
I like the name of the
I love it.
The station.
Yeah. I love it. But you know, with that, of course, we have our wonderful affiliate stations all over the state.
Sure.
But now, though, with Patriot Talk in Texas City, ESPN Houston, K-Star Country Conroe, KLVI Beaumont, we absolutely blanket the Upper Gulf Coast.
Well, don't forget about Real Country, 97.5 FM in Corpus, you know.
Oh, sure. I mean, the whole Gulf Coast, but I'm just saying now,
and then down
we overlap
to the,
up here, sure.
Sure, and then all the way down to the valley, you know.
Right.
We do cover it. And to our listeners, we really, really appreciate you. I can't tell you and all the shows that I did this summer, right. How many people came up and said, listen to you, uh-huh. You know, right. Where's Harold, you know? So we do appreciate that.
I want to thank all of our listeners on those rigs out there, too, because we cover all the oil rigs also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. You got anything else in the way of news?
Well, sure.
You do?
How about whitetail wars? Okay. Whitetail deer are well over their ecological carrying capacity in many areas of the eastern U.S., but most deer hunters don't see it that way. They want state agencies to manage for more deer, not less, and they usually get their way, so for decades, attempts to lower deer numbers have been met with fierce resistance in most eastern states, despite evidence of declining forest health. Deer management should be overseen by a federally managed strategy, says Frontiers in Conservation.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's another federally managed strategy is what they say. They point to the North American Waterfowl Management Plan as a precedent for wildlife management decisions. It span ecological and political boundaries, enable collaborative efforts involving federal, tribal, and state cooperation. But, yeah, we do need to cooperate, obviously.
They don't connect the dots, do they?
You need to trust the
migratory
science.
Waterfowl, yeah. You know, span knows no boundaries.
Right.
Where white-tailed deer do. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they didn't mention, evidently, in that press release, right. Was the management of exotic free-range animals.
Right.
We know what's going on here in Texas, and there's people that will go, oh, I don't want to shoot those pretty spotted deer, when they don't realize that they will actually out-hustle white-tailed right. deer.
And don't realize how tasty they are.
And in Virginia, it's sika that are out-hustling. So, right. I mean, it biodiversity, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to manage your game. So, mentioned the hurricane, and our thoughts go out again to the folks in Houma.
Certainly.
We'll get into more of the impact on the coast. We've got a residual effect right now, and it will slowly subside beginning this coming week. Right. It's ongoing.
Right.
But surprise at the tide levels that came in, say, down in the Corpus area. Uh-huh. And we'll see what happens. That must mean we need to take a break.
That was a hint. Okay.
So y'all stick around. We'll be back right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson, and this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have several on my place. I've had over 20 years. They're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original Blind, VersaBlind, Towers, tie downs, and their new cottonseed feeder, which I just installed at my place. All of those or at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can take a look at the entire Blind lineup at Moyes Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Gibson's in Kerrville, as well as Barron's Feed and Farm in Fredericksburg. Is it true that there's pictures of you sitting down with a handful of cottonseed going,
Yeah, I like it with buttermilk.
No, but you were trying to entice the deer to join you
I was down on all fours. Right. Anyway, we'll see. I'm anxious to get my next trip up there and see what's going on.
Hey.
Anyhow, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday are our two best days of the week. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good ones. Friday and next Saturday, slip to fair. Next Sunday plunges to poor. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed from either side of the noon hour and continue to forage until late afternoon. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see this most active period occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Tuesday, September the 17th, we will have a new full moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday, a three tide day with two high tides, just one low. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
While on the coast, we want to make sure everyone knows about the massive Boat Stop Complex expansion. Ooh. It started with Boat Stop Storage and continues to grow and serve the needs of Coastal Bend residents as well as visitors. Boat Stop Storage is located on the mainland in Flower Bluff before crossing the JFK Causeway off Walden and Graham Road. These super clean and spacious units come in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot length. GFI outlets are in all units. There are five boat wash bays, security personnel, and excellent customer service. Boat Stop Storage members also have access to Boat Stop Marinas located on Laguna Shores Road that allows launching to the east side of the Upper Laguna Madre, Intercoastal Waterway, Packery Channel, and other game fish destinations during operational hours with convenient vehicle and trailer parking. And let me tell you about something about launching on that side.
Okay.
Most of the launch ramps are on the island right there at Packery Channel and the Intercoastal Waterway. Launching from Boat Stop Marina got access to those great, great grass beds. It's an area that is not as pressured as those that are running up and down the ICW. How about a secure place to store your beach buggy, 4x4, UTV, or all that extra gear? Boat Stop Storage is conveniently located to accommodate and access when needed. Also available are walk-in storage units. Boat Stop is the coastal development with vision that accommodates storage needs and boat launching for RVers. Visit Sunset Ridge RV Resort. For more information, visit BoatStopStorage.com, BoatStopMarina.com, and SunsetRidgeRVResort.com, or call Boat Stop Storage at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. Mm-hmm. Mentioned the impact to this hurricane that impacted Louisiana, around Houma, Louisiana, and was really surprised to hear of the higher tides. Not surprised, but surprised that they had come up and have stayed up, and it could be the full moon, impact that is moving toward us, and the fact that we're on double tide schedules as opposed to it being low. Bottom line, it's going to stir the fish up. It's going to stir the water up. And we're going to need things to settle for fishing to really get back where it had been. Upper coast, everybody's already dealt with all year long, mostly. The freshwater influence, and there was plenty of freshwater. Some of the outer bands moved all the way up into the Texarkana area, Sabine River, and that's going to continue. to a lesser degree, we've said it time and again, south of Victoria, the river influence is much, much less, and so it's basically going to be tidal movement. Double tide schedules will help that water to clear south of Victoria all the way down to the lower Laguna Madre. And there has been some excellent fishing, some great, great fish caught and released from the recovery of speckled trout. Mm-hmm. Redfish are on the move. Redfish are going to use that tide to vacate bays, particularly your mature bull redfish, but they're going to hang around the beachfront, around our jetties and other passes. And don't forget, speckled trout, that water's still warm, even though it's been stirred. The offshore water's still warm, and some great red snapper fishing is available. What's going on our lakes?
Well, let's run up to East Texas then. How about Caddo? Beautiful this time of the year. Cooler temperatures have improved the bite. Throw a buzz bait, frog, popper early at daylight for a chance with a big bite. A fluke, light Texas rig, or spinner bait will work well on schooling fish and on the grass lines around the river. Conroe catfish are scattered, but plenty are being caught. With high winds, pretty fish are stacking up on a windblown bank or ledges. Bass have been up shallow early and on offshore structures and docks later in the day. Boat arc. Shallow bass bites good early on chatterbaits and frogs and rage swimmers through the pond weed in 2 to 5 feet of water. There are still fish in the bushes to be caught on Texas rigs or weightless flukes and yum dingers in 4 to 6 feet. Fork. Cool mornings have helped the shallow bass bite in 2 to 4 feet of water with chatterbaits, frogs worked around the pond weeds. Carolina rigs and Texas rigs are good offshore in 12 to 17 feet on points and flats near creek channels. Flukes and big worms are the best fayette. Bass are starting to move. The shallow points becoming more active on crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Limestone. Crappie can be caught suspended in 7 to 12 feet on fresh willow tree piles, standing timber, and power line pylons with minnows. Largemouth bass are in 2 to 12 feet on Texas rigs, split shot rigs, frogs, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Texoma. Striper fishing is good using live shad on flats and across the river channels. Look for fish stacked up on ledges as the lake cools off. Big fish will be scattered in shallow water during early mornings and late evenings.
Let's head to South Texas down Zapata Way. We're on Falcon Reservoir. River's flowing, so the north end of the lake is fishing well. Catfish are good with catches up to 25 to 30 pounds being caught in Vellano Creek. Bass are good in brush piles in 10 to 20 feet of water with a crankbait or soft plastics. Brownwood, black bass catches up to 7 pounds. I've been good on fair on buzz baits and spinner baits in the new water and the grass and weeds, or on crankbaits off the rocks in 2 to 8 feet around the rock cuts. Fort Phantom Hill, that's northwest of Abilene. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters along the rocks. Coleman, largemouth bass are biting topwaters in the morning. Later in the day, target fish standing timber with finesse baits. Meredith, white bass continue to be excellent on just about anything. Bass are good on minnows and artificials. Walleye are good on minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits. Hit the secondary points in the morning, then slabbing in about 40 feet of water later in the day.
Heading to the hill country. Buchanan, catfish are good in 15 feet of water on live shad, but are still on deep rock piles in 25 to 30 feet of water over drop-offs and standing timber biting punch bait or shad. Crappie are good on standing timber in 25 feet of water with jigs and minnows. Canyon, with the cooler nights, the bass are starting to get way more active. Top water is early in the morning. Around grass are producing fish. LBJ, crappie are good in 20 to 25 feet of water over brush piles with minnows. Channel and blue cats are good on punch bait in 20 to 25 feet of water over brush piles and creek bed edges.
All right, on the hunting scene, this is really a fun time of year because more and more hunting seasons just open every week, it seems like. And, of course, we've got the North Zone dove season that runs through November 10th, the Central Zone season that runs through October 27th. Yesterday, Friday, was the last day of the special white-winged dove days in the South Zone. But opening this weekend, on the 14th, of that Saturday, is the regular season South Zone. So you can get out early, Harold, and hunt them in the South Zone. No more waiting till noon to get out. And then coming up, we've got the early teal season, September 14th through the 29th. And let me tell you, the rains from the hurricane looks as though it's certainly going to provide more water in the backslew areas of East Texas. May push some birds on toward the coast and particularly the middle coast. But great hunting gives waterfowl hunters a chance to work your lab and get in some early season hunting.
Okay.
On or off-road, it says here.
That's right, and I was in a sort of a tiny way. The 2025 Subaru Forester, which is their compact crossover, a very comfy cabin, really good ride, and lots of goodies for the price. Its engine pumps out 180 horsepower, and this is a 3,500-pound vehicle, so it scoots really good. Really nice new contemporary interior on it, latest version of their EyeSight driver assist technology. Improved dynamic performance, debut of their foot-activated hands-free power rear gates, nice, emergency stop assist. Of course, the big deal is their famous symmetrical all-wheel drive, and the thing just works so well. 10-way power driver seat, which is comfy, blind spot detection. A lot of goodies on this thing. You're looking at 26 miles per gallon in the city, 29 combined, so that's because of 33 on the highway. It will tow 1,500 pounds, so it may be just the right size for you. Comes in loaded to the gills at 34, which ain't no bad deal, so you want to check it out. The 2025 Subaru Forester all-wheel drive.
Okay, I know I'm not as old as you, but I'm still old school. And these new terminology of vehicles.
Yes.
I remember cars and trucks, okay? Mm-hmm. And now there were sedans and station wagons and vans.
Right.
Okay. Now you keep throwing all this new lingo and have for years. What in the devil is a crossover?
Station wagon.
What's wrong with station wagon?
Because the industry calls them crossovers.
What's the difference between a crossover? What's the difference between, I thought you had pull.
I used to.
What's the difference between a crossover and an SUV?
That's a sport utility vehicle, and it's larger and a little bit more capable, basically.
Does the crossover come with it, with skid plates?
Next, you're going to make you. They're optional.
Next,
you're going to. And remember, as much as you don't like them, electric vehicles have full underbody skid plates to protect the battery.
Let's try to enclose those fires, keep those fires contained, folks. All right, very good. Thanks for the explanation.
You bet.
Now, while you all ponder that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Kevin Moat. We're going to talk about private land and annual hunting permits right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde. You might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they have been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is home of bagged cottonseed. They sell feed in bulk, plus deliver as well. Maybe you've got something else that you need for your ranching or weekend place needs. They carry a full line of ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies. A full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on SpearAg's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give the folks a call at SpearAg. Call them at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. And they're a lot younger than we are, and you know what? They operate old school.
I mean, that's good.
A lot of customer service and great, great lineup of products. Our guest, we mentioned at the top of the program, our paths first crossed years ago, back when he was Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's district leader out of Brownwood. And then he made the move to taking care of private lands. One district was not enough for him to oversee. Okay. He had to look at the whole state, and he raised his hand. Our guest, Kevin Moat. Kevin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Harold.
You still thinking about that decision?
No comment.
Okay.
Aren't you glad you don't have all the land that when Texas was a republic,
Woo!
You know?
Yeah.
Well, this is 254 counties is plenty. Alligators to antelope.
Oh, boy.
There you go. Yep. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit. Private lands, that is such a broad and all-encompassing position. What? Just give us a thumbnail sketch of what all you cover when it says private land.
Well, so our division, the wildlife division, is kind of split into responsibilities. And so headquarters, or what we call program staff, basically take care of things on a programmatic level, regulations, dealing with the commission, trying to find money for efforts, and the field staff really are where the work gets done. They're the ones that are working with the landowners, going out on ranch visits, writing management plans, and giving, you know, cutting edge technical assistance to folks that are wanting to improve their property for wildlife habitat.
Kevin, me having a place in the Hill Country, I'd like to get a little deeper into that about some of the things that are available, some of the ways you guys help, and we got to obviously sometime get away from this. Hi there, we're from the government, and we're here to help you.
Right,
that
right.
Attitude. But what are some programs, and what's available there? I may be giving you a call. What's going on?
Well, so for us old folks who used to watch Green Acres and there was a county agent,
right.
You know.
Right.
So, you know, we're basically there to help guide new and old landowners. You know, we're getting an estimated 1,200 people moving to the state of Texas every day, and most of them want a place to be outdoors, and so they're buying ranches, A lot of big ranches are getting split up into smaller ranches, and so, you know, it's kind of our charge to try and figure out how we conserve those natural resources for current and future generations. And so that means coming up with new ways of you know, getting wildlife habitat conserved. So if you're a new landowner, or maybe you're a landowner that's had a farm or ranch in the family for three generations, it doesn't matter. We provide free technical assistance. In other words, there is a biologist about one to every two to three counties that they cover. So around roughly about 100 biologists scattered around the state. And so you can go on our website, and there's actually a button that says find a biologist, and you can click on your county, and it's got a phone number, an email address, a name, and location of where that person lives or is officed, and set up an appointment. And they'll, you know, first consult with you over the phone, kind of get an idea of what your goals and objectives are, how big your place is, where it's at, things like that. And then probably, if you like, they can come out, take a look at the place, and then either write a full-blown management plan that's comprehensive. Some of the larger ranches that have agricultural production as part of their goals, if they farm or ranch for a living, then we integrate whatever wildlife goals or wildlife desires you have in mind with that ag production in mind as well.
So, very good. All right. Well, listen, I need to inject, and we need to take a break, but I want to pick up this conversation with Kevin Moat, Texas Parks and Wildlife Private Land Program Leader. When we come back, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Private Lands Program Leader Kevin Moat. And before we went to break, Kevin was just outlining some of the opportunities that landowners have to work with the department and get some great, great advice. You can go to the department's website, tpwd.texas.gov, and then across the black band across the top of the page, there is a subheader called Land and Water. And it's like, whoa, yeah. Look at all this. And his Find a Biologist is right there in the second of four columns under Landowner Assistance. And yep. Kevin, let me put my real estate hat back on, which is, you know, my other life. And grew up with a dad who said, if you're going to own real estate, make it work for you. You That's people right. that are wanting to have your little piece of country heaven, mm-hmm. Do something with it. I mean, yeah, you can go and enjoy it. That's part of it. But maybe work with the state and other landowners to create a co-op or large enough, do a management plan, as Kevin was talking about. Is there, besides our friends at Capital Farm Credit that I've done deals with over the years and other rural-oriented lenders, there any grant money working with conservation groups? Do you see money coming in to do habitat enhancement for wildlife?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that our biologists work with program staff to, to try and solve those type of issues. If a landowner needs to clear some brush or plant, restore some native prairie or whatever it may be, create a wetland for waterfowl, there's different organizations that have pots of money, and that's where we kind of help bridge the gap and can help, you know, find those funds. You know, we've got a couple of cost share assistance programs in-house. The Landowner Incentive Program is one of those. You know, we go to other conservation partners throughout the nation and secure funding, and then we, on a competitive basis, dole out those funds to help landowners get that work done that our biologists are recommending.
Let me inject this as a question. Two of the most important things a landowner could do is, and because there's a lot of rough, you know, covered up with invasive species of brush and shrubs and things of that nature, but clearing of the land so that native grasses and forbs can come back in, and doing water enhancement or creating water. Those are two things that certainly can add value to property. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it all depends on where you're at. You know, if you're in a farm belt type area where there's a lot of exotic tame pasture and cover is limiting, then you may not want to clear a bunch of brush off your place. It may be the only cover there is. So that's why we try to give one-on-one, tailored to your property, your area, technical assistance, because it varies. There, you know, some folks need help with grazing management. Some folks, limiting factor may, as you say, be water. So it just depends. And before you call the bulldozers in and start clearing brush, you know, it's free. Give us a call. Let us take a look at it. It's advice. You can take it or leave it. So
yeah, and what I'm thinking of more of cedar, you know, even mesquite, you know, things of that nature on selective clearing that affords, yes, you know, the enhancement.
But it starts with the biologist, right?
No,
well, it's a whole lot easier to take some out than it is to put it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a bunch of folks that went in with Coastal Bermuda realized they wished that they had, you know, native grasses, you know, as opposed to that for wildlife purposes. Now, let me shift gears with you, because something else that you have responsibility over is what I think is a genius program that the state is involved in, and that's the $48 annual hunting permit. And in meetings, it's my understanding, I mean, that started with 20, 40-acre parcels for dove hunting, but now we've got large management of wildlife management areas, as well as maybe even some larger tracts of land. Tell us a little bit what's available there.
So the annual public hunting, or APH, older folks know it is type 2 or walk-in areas. There's about 180 of those scattered across the state, representing over 1 million acres of land in total. And if you buy your $48 permit, and of course you got to have a hunting license, current hunting license to buy that permit. With those, you can have access as long as those properties are open, and for you know, whatever game is in season, you have unlimited access to those places.
Yeah, and let me tell you, folks, like any place else on public land, anywhere across North America, opening weekend and weekends early in the season are going to be pretty busy.
Right.
But when it comes to dove hunting, some of the places that allow the second split dove hunting season, I got to believe that everybody's focused on antlers and deer, and that could be a great boon for wing shooters, right?
All right, Bill, you're giving away all my secrets,
Right. Yeah, but also,
absolutely.
Also, you keep harvest records on all of this stuff too, don't you? I mean, so people can go, I wonder how good it was last year.
Absolutely. Yeah. So whenever you hunt, either electronically, depending on the site, or at the check-in station at the area, You check in, and then when you leave, you fill out a short survey, you know, claiming what you saw, what you shot, things like that. So we can kind of gauge, because a lot of these places are leased either from private landowners or from other organizations. And so we try to keep good, high-quality hunting opportunities out there. And if a place is just not producing, then we won't lease it again next year.
Sure. What about people that have property? They don't want the liability of hunting or having an outfitter or someone come in, but they prefer the protection afforded by the state. People that have property and say, hey, I got a bunch of pigs or I got a bunch of free-ranging exotic animals, would like to open this up to public hunting. Can people contact you all on that basis?
Absolutely. We would love to talk to you about that and take a look at it.
Okay.
You can get us at, we have a email, which is hunt@tpwd.texas.gov.
Okay.
Or you can call our phone bank and talk to Rachel or Brenda, and she'll put you in touch with whoever the appropriate person is for your area. And it's 512-389-4505.
Give us that number again.
512-389-4505.
And walking you through the website, the tpwd.texas.gov, already mentioned to you, on the homepage, you can go to Land and Water for a lot of information. If you're looking for information on the annual hunting permit, go to Hunting, and there's a drop-down that will direct you to Public Hunting. Real quick, we got about less than a minute to go. Lone Star Land Steward, that's something that you all administer, and how many districts are y'all recognizing now, or areas, regions?
So just limited on the time that the award ceremony takes. You know, we try to recognize 6 to 7 different landowners each year.
Okay.
And so there'll be one from each ecoregion and then an overall statewide winner.
Very good. So, folks, go to YouTube and look at Texas Lone Star Land Steward Award winner for different regions. And it's amazing what these landowners have done to improve habitat here in Texas. Kevin, you're right. We didn't have enough time to cover everything on your list, but we will have to have you back. Glad to have you on Texas Outdoor News once again, my friend.
It was awesome. Thanks for the opportunity, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kevin. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA. And the NRA is you.
Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, September the 19th, 54th Annual Rice Belt Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet presented by Capital Farm Credit in El Campo at the El Campo Civic Center. September 21, the 11th Annual West End Anglers Kidfish Tournament, West End Restaurant and Sandbar, Sea Isle Galveston, Youth Division, Teen Division, and more. Information on that, go to fishwestend.com. And I forgot to mention on the event in El Campo, go to ducks.org for info on that. And then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more year-round products here, friends. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, hold a charge 7 years, and you can charge your phone with them. So for 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Private Lands Program Leader Kevin Moat. Go to their website, tpwd.texas.gov. Lots of information there. And if you have a property, need some help, give them a call, 512-389-4505.
And do check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. You see a list of our wonderful stations, like our new one, Patriot Talk, 920 AM. And the shows are archived there, too. So remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.